The worst has apparently passed, but the damage has been done after a spate of wildfires in the US state of California. High temperatures and dry conditions fanned the fires, but firefighters in the north of the state have welcomed a drop in winds and an expected layer of cool, moist fog. Public Information Officer Darren Wyatt has warned residents against checking on their homes.
We understand your concerns. We want to get you back into your homes as quickly as possible. We want to repopulate, but we don't want you going back in and then need us to re-evacuate you. So please, we will put out the information when we can repopulate. We'll assist you with repopulation, but it's not time yet. It will not happen today. It may not happen tomorrow, but we'll get you back as soon as we can. Your lives are more important than any kind of property.
About 20,000 people have been displaced and schools and hospitals have been forced to close. Around 1,500 homes and businesses have been destroyed, as well as tens of thousands of hectares of land in the state's wine region. A state of emergency has been declared in seven counties. US Vice President Mike Pence has offered government support as the fires were declared a major disaster.
To California, we say through this declaration, we are with you, our prayers are with you, and we will be with you every day until we put the fires out and stand with these families to rebuild these communities. That's our pledge to each one of you today. So thank you. God bless you for your work, and we stand with you until the job is done.
October is typically the busiest month for wildfires in California. In the affluent Anaheim Hills neighborhood south of Los Angeles, seven homes were destroyed. Firefighters are still looking out for hotspots, and an evacuation order remains in effect for more than 5,000 households. Orange County Fire Authority Captain Steve Concialdi has described the battle with the fire.
We still have fire burning down this 241 toll road, but we're getting a handle on it. There's 1,100 personnel here. We have 14 helicopters, six fixed-wing aircraft, and just a lot of boots on the ground and a lot of drops from the air. And we're just protecting all these homes still. There's still a couple thousand that are threatened, but most of the impact and severity is over. We just want to make sure all the hot spots are out.
Erin Williamson, her husband, and their three sons returned to what was left of their home in Anaheim Hills. A fire had burned through their property, destroying nearly all of their belongings. Ms. Williamson describes how quickly they had to leave as the fire closed in.
Just a few minutes. I mean, it was just a few minutes, but I really grabbed anything I would have grabbed had I had more time. You know, we grab each other, we grab our pets, grab some pictures, some of his favorite toys, and we're gone.
More than 100 people have been treated for fire-related health issues, including burns, smoke inhalation, and shortness of breath.